# Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of Generative AI Insights for Product Managers. Transforming technology into business solutions. In this stage, we will embark on an exciting journey into the world of generative AI. As product managers, understanding these fundamental concepts is crucial for leveraging technology effectively in our roles. Over the next 60 minutes, we will explore what generative AI is, how it differs from other types of AI, the basic principles that underpin it, and the ethical considerations we must keep in mind as we implement these technologies in our products. Let's dive in and build a solid foundation together. # Main content. # Definition of generative AI. To begin, let's define generative AI. This is a subset of artificial intelligence that focuses on creating new content or data that mimics human-like outputs. Imagine a painter who, instead of just replicating existing artworks, creates entirely new pieces based on their experiences and inspirations. Similarly, generative AI can generate text, images, music, and even complex data patterns based on training from existing datasets. A popular example of this is OpenAI's GPT-3, which can produce human-like text based on prompts given by users. Another example is DALL-E, which generates unique images from textual descriptions. Understanding this definition is crucial, as it sets the stage for how we can utilize generative AI in product management. # Key differences. Now that we've defined generative AI, let's discuss how it differs from other types of AI. Traditional AI, often referred to as discriminative AI, focuses on recognizing patterns and making decisions based on existing data. For instance, a recommendation engine suggests products based on past purchasing behavior. In contrast, generative AI creates new data points and content. This fundamental difference opens up innovative avenues for product managers. With generative AI, we can personalize user experiences in ways that were previously impossible, enhancing customer satisfaction and engagement. For example, a music streaming service could use generative AI to compose unique playlists tailored to individual listeners based on their preferences, rather than relying solely on existing songs. # Basic principles of AI. Next, we'll touch on some basic principles of AI. It's vital to understand the building blocks of AI to appreciate how generative AI fits into the broader landscape. AI systems typically operate using algorithms that process vast amounts of data to learn patterns. They utilize machine learning, where models learn from examples and improve over time. Generative AI takes this a step further by using techniques like neural networks and deep learning to synthesize entirely new outputs. For instance, when developing a new product feature, you might utilize generative AI to simulate user interactions, allowing you to iterate and refine before launch. Additionally, understanding concepts such as training datasets, model accuracy, and overfitting will enhance your appreciation of how these systems work and their limitations. # Ethical considerations. Finally, we must consider the ethical implications of using generative AI. As product managers, we hold the responsibility of ensuring that our products do not inadvertently cause harm. For instance, generative AI can produce content that may be misleading or biased if not carefully managed. It's essential to implement ethical guidelines and transparency in our AI practices. This can include adopting measures to ensure that the data used for training is diverse and representative, thus reducing bias in the generated outputs. Additionally, being transparent with consumers about how their data is used and the nature of AI-generated content is crucial for building trust. For example, if a chatbot uses generative AI to create responses, users should be informed that they are interacting with AI rather than a human. which helps set appropriate expectations and maintain integrity. Conclusion. As we wrap up stage one, we've laid the groundwork for understanding generative AI and its significance in product management. We've defined what generative AI is, explored its differences from traditional AI, discussed the basic principles of AI, and highlighted the ethical considerations that come into play. This foundational knowledge will empower you as product managers to harness the potential of generative AI effectively and responsibly. Reflection questions. 1. How can you envision incorporating generative AI into your current product strategy? 2. What ethical considerations do you believe are most crucial when deploying AI in your products? 3. In what ways can understanding the differences between generative AI and traditional AI enhance your decision-making process as a product manager? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of generative AI fundamentals. Let's carry this knowledge forward into the next stages of our journey.